Yo, what's going on, everyone? You're tuned in to Jimmy D Radio, where we discuss how to shift your beliefs, build your confidence, and transform your life. And I'm your host, Jimmy DeFalco. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to another episode today. I just had the opportunity to speak with an amazing person, and I cannot wait to share her story and allow her to drop some knowledge on you guys. And her name is Danielle Gertner. She started her business at only 21 years old, right after graduating from the University of Florida. And she started this thing called Gator Grind at the University of Florida football stadium. And at first, it was only, you know, a few close friends showing up to these events. But within only 2.5 years' time, she was able to launch a cross-country tour, traveling to 9 different cities across the country, showing people not only how to move their body and control their body, but also how to control their mind as well. She is a certified personal trainer. She is a workshop leader, motivational speaker, and in this episode, she provides some extremely powerful insights into fitness, life, the human brain, and entrepreneurship. Towards the end of our conversation, I asked her what the one or two pieces of advice she would give to young starting up entrepreneurs to be successful in their business. And the answer that I received was not at all the answer that I was expecting, but it was extremely powerful and I believe it to be 100% true. So without further ado, I want to introduce the queen of the grind, Danielle Gertner. Danielle Gertner, welcome to Jimmy D Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm super, super excited to do this. Been wanting to talk to you for quite a while.
Yeah, no, I've been following you for probably close to a year or so now. And, you know, you're doing some really, really cool things, you know, with your business and, you know, just your social media presence. And I would definitely want to get more into, you know, entrepreneurship, fitness, mindset, all that good stuff. But before we kind of do a deep dive into that, why don't you tell everybody just a little bit, you know, about yourself, where you're from, and just a little bit of background about yourself, Danielle.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going on, guys? Everybody listening, my name is Danielle Gertner. I'm originally from Pembroke Pines, Florida, and then came up to Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is, to go to school. Go Gators. So when I was in school, I was a business major, studied business administration, specialized in communications and leadership development, and I played sports my whole life. I was a cheerleader, I ran track, played a little bit of flag football, and just was always pretty just athletic and loved sports. And when I came to college, I didn't play, you know, competitively, besides a couple intramurals. And that's when I stumbled upon this great thing called the gym and really started learning about lifting weights, started getting my body in shape, and just learning that I had the power to change my body for the better in any way I wanted. And really how the business started was when I was a junior, I noticed a need for students to have another outlet to work out. I noticed a lot of my friends either didn't want to go to the gym, didn't know what to do at the gym, and were running the stadium steps. And so I started a boot camp called Gator Grind, and it started off with just a bunch of my friends and my roommates. And we really, you know, try to inspire people to see the world as their gym. So how can I use minimal equipment, time, and space to move my body, feel good, and just get outside? And that boot camp ended up really blowing up. And I fell in love with it a lot more than I ever expected I would. So when I was about to graduate, I had some pretty cool full-time job offers, but nothing excited me the way teaching a boot camp did. So when I graduated, the month I graduated, I became a sole proprietorship and started teaching boot camps all around the city of Gainesville. And that was now almost about 2.5 years ago. And that really it's transformed a lot. So I was teaching about 15 boot camps a week at apartment complexes for sororities and fraternities, organizations on campus, just all over the place. And little by little started to peel back the layers of health and wellness and started to learn just how much more there was to fitness than just the physical aspect. And so now I do, you know, still do boot camps. I do a lot of online training. And then I'm really using my communications and leadership development. I do a lot of workshops on habit transformation and goal setting. And I know we're going to talk about my tour, but just came back a couple months ago from touring around the country, leading movement festivals in 9 different cities. And, the grind is consistently growing and evolving, and I'm loving really every second of it.
That's so awesome. And I follow you, and I see all the, you know, the people who show up consistently to all your workshop events. And one thing I do want to touch on, something that you posted yesterday, a little bit about one of the workshops with the yarn and the connectedness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was such a cool concept. Talk a little bit about, you know, what you did in that workshop and how well the students kind of related to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if there's one thing I've learned over the past 2.5 years of owning the business, it's that there are some very similar common denominators that all of us share. No matter what our fitness goals are, no matter what our life goals are, we all have this. It kind of goes back to like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? The need to be loved and accepted and all that good stuff. And so this business school retreat, it's called the Florida Leadership Academy. It was an organization that I was a part of when I was a sophomore, junior, and senior. And they, the year I graduated, they invited me to lead the retreat for the first time. And so the video you saw was from last Friday's retreat, which was my 6th retreat leading for them. And we did this yarn activity because they wanted, basically, I wanted them to understand that although they're all business majors, and so they share very similar concepts when it comes to, you know, schooling and what they want to do after graduation and all of that good stuff. One of the things that we don't really talk about are these deeper common denominators, like our fears and what we're working on and what we're nervous about, because it's not cool, quote unquote, it's not cool to share those things. And we are afraid. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interject, but what are some of the most common denominators that you saw on Friday?
Fear of the future, for sure. That was a huge one. Letting go of judgment from other people, letting go of being my own worst critic. So mindset was a huge thing, and kind of standing in your own way. And those of you that are listening, really quickly, we just had everyone say, you know, I am fearful of, working on, that type of thing. And if somebody else in the circle identified with that, they would throw them the yarn. And we ended up making this entire web that showed that we're all connected in a lot of these fears. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it seemed like a really cool concept. And I may have to steal that from you in the future. That was really cool. And it looked like everyone really enjoyed it too. So
I think it was eye-opening for people to be like, wow, there's so many people that feel the way I do. I don't have to be afraid to admit that I'm going through shit. And there's people that identify my shit, can kind of share that load and work through it together, which is comforting.
Yeah, a lot of us, I feel like when we're stuck like in the middle, like in that negative internal dialogue, we tend to think we're the only one going through that. And you know, that's not the case. And it gives you a sense of, you know, companionship when you understand that other people are going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So how did your cross country tour, you know, come about? How did you go from doing just, you know, a few friends and roommates, you know, at the stadium to traveling across the country at such a young entrepreneur? Like, your networking skills, your business skills, you know, must be on point for you to be able to develop that. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And I think your friend Sarah, I think it was, who joined you on that.
Yep.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that it looks like my business and networking skills are working, which is great to hear. And, we learned a lot on that tour, and it goes back to what I just mentioned with the yarn activity, and that's getting out of your own way. So back in January of last year, I've always had this idea to travel around the country and lead boot camps, because the foundation of my business is the world is your gym. So why not bring the gym and wellness and workouts to people in different cities around the country? And so I called Sarah, who I met on Instagram 3 years ago, and we just clicked over our mutual love for just our mission and our values. But I called her in January and said, hey, I have this idea to travel around the country teaching boot camps. I would love to do it with somebody. Like, would you want to do it? And, you know, she was like, sure, I'm down to kind of build something and talk about it and use our networks to see what we can do. And over 10 months, we brainstormed what ended up being what we called a movement festival. So instead of just a workout, we ended up bringing a warm-up led by a different local fitness instructor. We ended up doing a boot camp workout, and then we ended the events with yoga and meditation, and we brought in live musicians and artists and vendors, all that were local to those cities, to kind of showcase their craft. And how we did that, connections. And that's why we called the tour Connection, because I think we underestimate how many people we know. And it's not just how many people we know, but who do those people know? And we have this fear, I think, a lot of times of just asking, getting people's opinions on things because we don't want to sound stupid, or we feel like it's just an idea and I don't have anything built out. And the more we told people about the idea, the more we got great feedback, and we got people who connected us with other people. And little by little, we found locations for our events. We found people who are willing to kind of be ambassadors. We called them connectors, who promoted in their own cities for the event. And yeah, we just packed all of our stuff into Sarah's little Honda and drove 7,500 miles around the country.
That is so cool. I know the tour went across like, what, 25 or 30 days. And how old are you? Because you're still relatively young, especially in regards to like the entrepreneur space, to be able to, you know, build that network. And who knows what those connections and what those the people that you met, you know, who knows what will come of that in the future?
Hopefully good things. I mean, we're planning our 2019 tour now, which is really exciting. It's definitely, it wasn't a one-time thing. I mean, it was so successful in so many different ways. And again, every time somebody asks me, like, what made it so successful, it really comes back to getting out of your own way. Do not let your limiting beliefs or ego or thoughts block your potential. Because as soon as I learn to catch myself in those limiting beliefs and negative thoughts and just kind of dismiss them, not silence them, but just dismiss them and live above them, the magic just consistently was pouring in. And it was amazing.
That's awesome. Now, what do you mean by just like dismissing your limiting beliefs? Because I did want to touch on that more. I'm glad you brought it up. Like, can you give me an example of, like, let's say throughout those 10 months while you were working with Sarah to build this event up, some of those limiting beliefs or those voices in your head that may have came up saying like, oh, you can't do this, you're not good enough, you know, why would people do this? Like, and but how did you dismiss those voices, or did you not even have those?
No, definitely had them a lot. I think one of the biggest ones was, holy shit, we are so in over our heads, because there was just so much to do and so much to plan. And every time we figured one thing out, we added five more things to our list that we needed to figure out. And so that was one of the biggest limiting beliefs, is we're so in over our head, like, who are we to think that we could pull something like this off? Another limiting belief was, like, no one's going to show up. Like, we're not the Tone It Up girls. We're not, you know, we're not some big name brand. Like, why would people come and pay and buy tickets to an event like this? And one of my, to pull it up, there's a quote. Anyway, I'll keep talking and then I'll find the quote. But it's,
oh, yeah, yeah. While you're pulling it up, I'm sorry, I had a question to go off of that first one you just said.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just drew a blank, though. Hey, I apologize.
No, you're kidding.
What was the first thing you just said?
I talked about my limiting belief of, like, we're so in over our head.
Oh, yeah, that's something. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. So I have so many questions running through my head. You're such an interesting person. I mix them up sometimes, so I apologize.
Oh, very
but
nice.
So, you know, it's such a huge belief that, you know, people are always like, well, I don't want to do it yet because they want everything to be figured out on the front end.
Yep. Yep.
And they're like, well, I don't know about this or my website, or I don't know how I'm going to close people. And like, they want everything figured out on the front end. And that keeps most people from even taking the first step.
Yep.
So you kind of just learn how to figure things out as you went on.
And that's the fun part. I mean, it's that analysis paralysis. And I'm such so guilty of that analysis paralysis. I write to-do lists after to-do lists, and I brainstorm and I plan. But a lot of times I get stuck in that planning phase. And I need to, like, map everything out perfectly. And if it's not perfect, I don't do it. And you end up wasting all of this time when you could plan and take small steps at the same time. And something that Sarah and I realized very quickly is, look, we are not going to figure everything out. We're not going to have every single location solidified before we leave. That was a huge one. We're not going to know exactly where we're going to stay, when we're going to stay there.
So you got in the car not knowing exactly what venues we were going to yet?
Yeah, the venues on the end of the trip. We knew where we were going to do the events, at least for the first couple weeks. But yeah, the rest of that, we were like, all right, let's keep freaking out.
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy. And that's really
pretty ballsy.
Confidence and just the strength to quiet those limiting beliefs. Now, how did you get over some of those things? Like, internally?
Well, I found the quote, and the reason why I wanted to find it, you'll understand why when I read it to you. Approach your goals with so much passion, you forget to ask if they're possible. That was hands down the driving factor. I was so passionate about this idea, and I've been passionate about this idea for so long that I was like, you know what? I don't care what shit comes at us right now. We're going to figure it out. We are smart. We are capable. We are talented, and we know really great people that believe in what we're doing. It might not work out the way we want it to, and nothing really worked out the way we wanted it to, but it worked out, and it worked out for the better. And it was such a beautiful process of being open and adaptable, and that's half the fun is dealing with whatever life throws at you and making it work and keeping your cool the whole time. So that was, like, really how we got over that limiting belief, is just when any of us was feeling some type of way, feeling negative or down about it, we're like, you're passionate about this, right? And the answer was always yes. And they're like, then it's possible. It doesn't matter what comes at us. We're passionate. We're motivated. Like, we're going to do it.
That's so cool. So you guys kind of had each other's back and had each other to work and feed off of a little bit.
Definitely. And I think that's another key point in pursuing your dreams, is you need to have a really good support system. And I know not everyone has it through their family, maybe not even the friend group right now. And if you don't, I really challenge you to elevate your circle, because there are people that are out there that will support you. And that has made all the difference. I've made a huge shift in my circle over the last year, and it really has been incredible.
Yeah, and with the power of social media, there's really no excuse to say, oh, I just don't know the right people. Oh, I just don't have the right connections. There's no excuse. And kind of segueing into that, I love your page. It's your Instagram page is awesome.
Thank you.
Really quick, where they can find you on different social media outlets.
So it's at Gertner Grind, and I'll spell it for you. It's GERTNER, Grind, GRIND. And that's, you know, my website's GertnerGrind.com, my Instagram's GertnerGrind, and then also on Facebook. And I'd love to connect with you. You know, it's so interesting because social media is such a bad rep sometimes, but I have done such cool things because of social media, and I've met such great people because of it. So again, look, it comes all the way back to mindset. Change your mindset around social media, and kind of open up your world, really.
Exactly. So how do you leverage social media to be an asset for you when, you know, most people just essentially, you know, waste their time scrolling through? Like, what is your social media strategy to make sure your time on social media is effective and productive rather than just, you know, scrolling around aimlessly?
That's a great question. And by no means am I perfect at this. This is something that I definitely have to check myself on. So one of the things I did this year was I set like a time limit. You can do that through the new screen time thing on the iPhone. So
yes, I did mine too.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just a simple way to just hold yourself accountable. But another thing that was really, really powerful for me, I don't even remember who told me this, but somebody told me, they were like, if you have to think about it, Instagram is for me a business tool, and it should be for everybody. This is information that you're consuming, that you're feeding your brain. And if you love your brain, then you should feed it good things. And so one thing I started doing was unfollowing. I unfollowed a lot of people. And these are people, I mean, you're still my friend even if I unfollow you. But my mindset was, if your content is not teaching me something, inspiring me, inspiring my community, or making me feel good, then I don't want to see it. And that doesn't mean that I don't love you. That doesn't mean that I'm not your friend. But this is my brain food. And, you know, those of you who are listening, you have to be selfish with your brain food and your energy and how you're spending your time, because it's the only time that you get. Like, there, you can't get back the time that you waste. And I took that really to heart because I was a huge victim to scrolling on social media and comparing myself to others. And before I knew it, wasting an hour sitting on my couch just scrolling. And I just realized how valuable my time was. And I'm not against the scrolling if you're scrolling through information that's teaching you stuff, because there are tons of Instagram accounts that I follow that I really, really value. They teach me new workouts. They teach me new breathing techniques, just so many different things. So when I go on there, and again, it's still a daily practice, I make sure to check myself. If I find myself scrolling and looking at accounts that aren't serving me, I make sure to unfollow that account. And that's just a decision that I've made, and it's about keeping yourself accountable and having that discipline, and it's been great.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of self-awareness, it sounds like, too, to be able to just kind of catch yourself, because we all do it. I do it as well. You know, get home from the gym, you open your phone, and then just 20 minutes goes by, and you haven't accomplished anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a slippery slope, but yeah, it's a work in progress. So,
yep.
Now the movements that you do, the Animal Flow type of workouts. Now, you know, I love the gym. I love lifting. I'm not really into the movements, but I've tried some of the workouts that you posted, and I've had a really fun time doing them. Like, I didn't think I would, you know, because I'm like, oh, I want to lift. I want to lift weights. But the movements you do, like, it, I don't know. It just really energized me, and I felt awesome afterwards. How did you get into this? Because they're so unique, and every single workout that you post is so different. Where did
Thank
you learn
you.
All this
stuff? That's so, that makes me so happy. So Animal Flow specifically, well, actually before that, I've always been a variety person, which is good and bad. I mean, I absolutely see the benefits of doing, you know, similar lifts to build strength. And I think it really depends on what your goals are. And over time, my goals stopped being about aesthetics and strength. And it started to be about just moving my body and strengthening my weaknesses. So one of the things that I fell in love with was kettlebells. And about 6 months after first getting my personal training certification, I set out to become a certified kettlebell specialist through Onnit, which is based out of Austin, Texas. Really amazing company. If any of you have heard of Aubrey Marcus, he's got a podcast and there's supplements, and it's just a whole lifestyle brand. And that was how I first learned about Animal Flow. So I did the kettlebell certification. They also do steel mace, they do sandbags, they do barbell, all different types of cool stuff. And I don't remember who first, somebody at the certification showed me Animal Flow. And I was like, holy crap, that's so different. It's like dance-like and breakdancing and yoga and just so many different aspects that I had never seen before. And something that really shocked me the most about it was the level of body control you needed to have and the level of awareness of your body and its position and space. And this is something that we don't think about, how much we use this on a daily basis. When we're walking, when we're running, when we're just living life, like, you need to be aware of your body as a human around other humans and just in our world. Yeah. And so I started practicing. So Animal Flow Official is the Instagram page, official Instagram page for Animal Flow. And I started following the page, started practicing some of the moves, and fell in love with just this different style of training. And I had the same mindset, like, oh, I'm not lifting weights, so is it like I'm going to lose my muscle mass, or I'm, you know, whatever silly things kind of pop into our heads. And what I didn't realize was I had a lot of imbalances and limited mobility and limited flexibility and very little body control. Like, decelerating myself, moving at a quick speed was very difficult for me because my core wasn't that strong. You know, I did tons of ab exercises, but I didn't strengthen my core, all of those stabilizer muscles all around the body. And that's what Animal Flow does. And it mimics and combines, you know, inspiration from animal locomotion and parkour and hand balancing and gymnastics all into this beautiful style of movement. And I do Animal Flow almost every day in my workouts in some capacity. Either in the morning, I do a spinal wave or some crab reaches, or I use it as a superset in a lot of my workouts. And every person I've showed it to, they have loved it for their own reason. Either it's like, wow, I feel, you know, more flexible, or wow, that was really challenging in my core. I've showed it to my athletes. I coach Santa Fe's volleyball team, and we do Animal Flow together. And I worked with, you know, some former NFL players and showed them Animal Flow, and they loved it because it's different. And if there's one thing that I've noticed from doing Animal Flow is how much stronger my lifts, my power, my speed have become in all other areas, which is amazing.
Yeah, because like you said, you're working those stabilizers. You're becoming more flexible. And, you know, what's the point of being big and strong if you can't move?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I loved the first workout I did of yours, and I've been getting more into, like, hot yoga and everything. Awesome. I'm trying to break out of that mindset that, oh, I need to lift weights to be big and strong and da-da-da-da-da. So
it's asking yourself, do you want to be a well-rounded athlete? And my answer to that is yes. I not only want to be strong, I want to be fast, I want to be powerful, I want to be flexible, and I want to have endurance. I want to hit all levels and sides and areas of the spectrum. And you know, those of you listening, I hope you want to too, because our bodies were made to move in such incredible ways. And don't limit that, because
the potential
is
what you
really
said
great.
Earlier, like. Sorry to interject, but like what you said earlier about, you know, we're really not aware of like the way in which that we move our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our emotions come from our motion. If you want to change the way you feel, you must first change the way that you move. And
yep.
That's the one thing I noticed immediately after that workout is I just felt like more free. I just felt happier. And it just really translated to the rest of my day.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that was your experience, because I love it, and I hope that more and more people start to experience it. We started a class here in Gainesville at a yoga studio, and we have people come, and we've only had two classes so far, but everyone who comes is like, this is so different and so cool, and, you know, you also get to unleash your inner beast a little bit, which is super fun, so yeah, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Awesome. My sister's actually at UF right now. She's a junior. I'm going to tell her to follow you and to get to one of your events soon. And I'm not too far. I'm in Orlando, only 2 hours away. So I'll definitely try to make it and stay with my sister for the weekend or something one time.
Yeah, please do. Your sister's actually the one who showed me your podcast at first.
Oh, yeah. She was the one who had,
She was the one.
Yeah, it's crazy how everything kind of works out and ties together.
Yep, and that was through social media. So again, just another quick example of the power of social media.
Yeah, exactly. It's really cool. Now, I know that like, for me personally, you know, fitness and the gym, you know, transformed my life. It brought me out of depression, drug addiction, just a terrible low place. Now, what has fitness done for you, like mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? Like, leave the physical aspect out of it, just for purposes of this question.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is it showed me, it allowed me to untap a power that I didn't know existed inside of me. And
I
the more,
the same way.
Yeah, I mean, the more I educated myself about my body and about nourishing my body and about how my mind affects my world and my perception of the world, I just realized I have the power to live however I want. And, you know, it sounds like if I were to say this or if I were to hear this probably a year ago, I wouldn't even really have understood what I was talking about. But we have been so conditioned to think that we have to live a certain way and act a certain way and be a certain way, and that's so not the case. And if you take the time to sit with yourself and listen and let your shit come up, basically let it come up, because it will come up, it wants to come up, it wants to come out, you discover some really incredible things. And movement has enhanced that times a thousand. Every time I move, I learn something about myself. One of the biggest struggles that I've had is patience. I'm not a very patient person in all aspects of life. And moving, and whether you're lifting or whatever, you have to have patience. And I've really had to work with myself and kind of figure out where does this lack of patience come from and how can I better practice this patience. And that, I mean, that has been, I mean, one of the greatest gifts that movement has given me is showing me this power of patience and this, just this power of trusting myself, and my intuition to figure shit out, because we really do have all of the answers we need. We just were conditioned to look externally, and it's a shame.
Wow. That was fucking powerful, Danielle. Wow. That like gave me the chills a little bit. That was intense.
We could talk about that for like 3 hours.
I know. I really could. It's like, and you know, it's kind of like we're all conditioned. It's, you know, we're all brainwashed. It's just, it's society doing the brainwashing, or are you brainwashing yourself intentionally?
Yeah.
You know, so it's who's doing the brainwashing, because we're all influenced in certain ways. And the gym, or like fitness and overall, just, I believe, is the quickest way to like build your confidence and kind of gain some momentum in your life and just open your mind up to a whole new world of possibilities. Because for every, you know, physical barrier that you break through that you didn't think you could do, like you couldn't bench, you know, 225 and you benched it five times, like, damn, I did it. And then you're wondering, like, like, what else can I do?
What else can I do? Exactly.
Yeah, what else can I do that I'm lying to myself about, that I told myself I would never be able to do it? And it's crazy, because a lot of people in fitness, like, I follow a lot of these different pages on Facebook and stuff, and they're like, I can't gain weight. I can't grow my arms. I can't do this. And people don't realize they're, by speaking that and actually believing it, they're, like, holding themselves back physically from actually being able to gain the weight or to get bigger arms or to lose that fat, whatever they want to do. So whoever's out there listening, if you're trying to accomplish something but you believe that it's impossible already, it doesn't matter what you do externally, it's never going to happen until you believe that it can happen.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people who are non-believers of that, and I was one of those people for a very, very long time. And until I started doing some research of our brain,
it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. There's I don't know if you've ever heard of the book The Untethered Soul.
No.
You should read it. It's great. So the author, Mickey Singer, I'm very lucky. He lives here in Alachua. And his book is extremely famous. He was on Tony Robbins' podcast back in November. And so basically he gives these talks it's called Temple of the Universe. It's his temple out in Alachua. And he told us one time, he's like, basically gave a talk about like the power of the brain, which is what all of his talks are about. But this one specifically said, your brain cannot actually tell fiction from reality. And that's why, yeah. envisioning workshops and meditations are so powerful, because the brain cannot actually tell. Yep, it doesn't know the difference. And, you know, so just going back to what you said, it just popped into my head when you were talking about that your mind is so much more powerful than we realize. And the more I've learned about the mind and the subconscious, the more I've seen it rules your life. And so, yeah, you should check that book out. It's great.
Yeah, I definitely will, because that really is like one of my, you know, many passions, is just kind of learning about the mind, the subconscious mind, and how to kind of manipulate it. Cause at least for me, people can tell me things all the time. Like, visualize your dreams or write your goals down. But when I actually know the science behind it, that helps me actually put those things into practice, because like, I'm like, okay, it makes sense now. So yeah. It's crazy.
All the fluffy stuff is the good stuff. You know, people laugh at the goal setting sometimes and talking positive thoughts to yourself and writing down affirmations. But there, like you said, there is a science behind it, and it works if you just open yourself up to trying it and believing it and trusting it. You'll see, but you have to be willing to open yourself up to trust it.
Exactly. You know, I couldn't agree more. A few years ago, just to give an example on how powerful the mind is, my mom, she doesn't like her hair. She's like, my hair's too thin. I hate my hair. I hate my hair. I hate my hair. She repeated it all the time. She started losing her hair in clumps because her brain thought like, okay, this is like a foreign object. This is like an enemy. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like it. And I was like, Ma, that's why you're losing your hair. Like, stop saying that. Change your internal belief and change what you're talking about. And, you know, a few months later, she had almost all of her hair back.
Isn't that incredible?
Crazy. Yeah. So just an example, you know, on how powerful the mind is. So, like you said, we could jump down that rabbit hole for hours and hours. I absolutely love learning about that.
Next podcast.
Yeah, exactly. that's kind of a great segue into kind of your next step in life and in business. You mentioned a week or two ago that you wanted to get into, I think you've always kind of done it through fitness, but you want to get into like more of like the motivational speaking space, which I think you will absolutely kill it at. You know, what brought that on, and what are your plans for 2019 in attacking this new goal that you have for yourself in business?
Yeah, that is, I'm really glad you brought that up. And I agree. I think it's something that I've always done. Ever since I was little, I've loved to talk. I have a very strong opinion. I'm kind of a big, loud personality in your face. And I'm really proud of that. And I own your shit. Exactly. Amen. I just had a lot of people, especially in high school and college, tell me that I had a very powerful presence. And that my words resonated with them, and that my words and my energy inspired them to make a change. And again, something I've always done through fitness, but I want just to expand beyond that. And so this is the year that I've decided to really make that a focus, where I've put it out on social media and I'm telling people actively. I am a speaker. I'm a workshop leader. I'm a retreat leader. And I'm an entrepreneur and a personal trainer as well, but really focusing on the workshops and retreats and speaking. So the plans for that are just to keep putting it out there. And another beautiful example of how powerful the mind is I put it out there and within a week got 5 different speaking workshop gigs, which was amazing. You know, just telling people what I wanted to do and what I believed in and people willing to give me that opportunity. So the real plan for 2019 is to just push my limits. I have a lot of limiting beliefs and fears that I need to work through about speaking, and just don't hold myself back and go at it full force and learn as I go and stay true to my message and my word and know that the ones who are meant to resonate with it will, and the ones who aren't won't, and they'll go their way, I'll go my way, and either way, it's going to work out, and it's going to be great. So thank you for bringing that up. I'm really, really excited to see where that goes. Own your shit. That talk is definitely one of my favorites so far, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you know, I know you're going to be super successful in that space. And,
thank you.
You know, I look forward to, to watching you grow and develop, as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. It's really exciting to see all the things that you're doing, and I resonate a lot with, a lot of the messages that you talk about. Now, I know you seem to have a lot going on, right? Like, you have all these different workshops. You have, your business. You have, the other various engagements that you have, planning a cross-country tour. Walk us through maybe just one of your days. Like, how do you maximize your effectiveness, your productivity? What do you have a morning or nighttime routine that works well for you? What is like a typical day like for you?
That's a great question. And an interesting one to answer, because it's something that is actually one of my biggest intentions and goals for this year, is just to get a better handle on my routine. And I just want to be super transparent about that. I love what I do, but I definitely have struggled with balancing, my me time. So I do have a morning routine that I've slowly started to implement. And this has been interesting for me, because when I first heard about the concept of a morning routine, I thought I had to do it the way everybody else was doing it. Some people do gratitude in the morning. Some people do their workout in the morning, whatever it is. And I put a lot of pressure on myself and tried to force a routine that wasn't mine. And a lot of people do this with their routine and their goals. They try to set goals that really aren't their goals to set. They're being set because somebody else wants them to set those. So I took a step back and I said, okay, what naturally comes to me in the morning? What naturally makes me feel good? And so there's a couple things that I've implemented so far since 2019 began. Number one is drinking an entire glass of water as soon as I sit up from bed. And I just realized, like, man, I'm really thirsty when I wake up, but I would never drink water. And I'm like, well, that's something simple I can do. So every night I fill up a glass of water, I put it by my bed. The other thing I do is I read something every morning. I don't put a limit on how many pages or time, because I also teach volleyball pretty early every morning, so I have to leave my house by like 6 a.m. But I read something, even if it's a couple pages, just getting that brain fuel in. Another thing that has been really beneficial for me is reviewing my schedule in the morning. I do it every night, but then in the morning, I just kind of look over it. I just think through the conversations I'm going to have that day, what my travel time is going to be like, what can I do during my travel time to make my day more efficient. And then I'm a big to-do list person, which I mentioned earlier. So I usually have some lists that I set for myself at the beginning of the week. And I kind of go over that list. And then the last thing that I try to do is some form of movement, not a workout. I don't have time for a workout, but I just will literally, I have this big mirror in my living room, and I'll just move my body, even if it's for a minute, before I start putting my clothes on. And right now, that's my morning routine. And it's worked well right now. I would love for it to one day be a little bit longer if I could manage to get myself up a little earlier, which hasn't happened yet, but maybe one day. And then so now that we've started the new year, so I coach volleyball in the morning until about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then I do have a team of interns. They're my, I call them my grind interns. And we meet twice a week on Monday and Wednesday for about 2 hours. And we do, you know, work on the business, work on the brand. And I probably have lunch after that. I usually get a workout in the early afternoon. I'm not a morning workout person by any means. And then I have a lot of different meetings. I mean, every day is really different. I'm really big on having coffee dates with people and just learning and connecting with people for no purpose other than just to learn and connect with them. And then in the evening is when I have a boot camp on Mondays and Thursdays. We have our animal flow class on Tuesdays. I go to the farmer's market every Wednesday. So it's pretty different every day. But when you say just being managing my time is prioritizing, and that's a hard thing to do. I'm a yes person, and that's really bit me in the ass. And I've packed my schedule over and over and over again, and it's learning to, again, be selfish and not look at being selfish as such a negative thing, but be selfish with your time and with your energy, because it's, you don't get it back. It's all you have. So that was kind of a long answer to your question.
No, that was an awesome answer to my question. So you answered it great, and I appreciate you kind of bringing up, like, because all these different people, you know, these influencers or, like, you know, gurus or whatever you like to call them online are like, this is the morning routine, like, that works. Like, do this every day, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I personally have had to plug and play with, like, a couple dozen different, like, concepts until – like, I'll say, okay, I'll take this from him, I'll take that from him, and kind of just, like, plug and play. And sometimes, like, I do, like, three or four different things, but sometimes I don't get to all of them. And, you know, that's okay. So, like, that pressure, like you talked about, for putting on yourself to complete the whole thing or do the full 10 minutes or 10 pages is a really big deal. And just kind of, you know, allowing yourself to just a little bit of slack at times, but not using that as an excuse either. So it's, like, a fine line you have to walk.
Yeah, it's that discipline, that balance, and understanding that you're an individual. There is no one morning routine. There is no one workout plan. There is no one diet nutrition plan that you should be on. It's just getting really good at understanding who you are, what you value, what makes you happy, and finding wellness routines that fit that. Not the other way around. You should not fit a mold. Your wellness routine should fit you. And I'm a really, really
love
big
it.
Believer in that.
I love it. That's awesome. Now, last thing before we let you go, Danielle, if someone is just starting out, like, on their entrepreneurial journey, you know, what is, like, one or two pieces of advice that you know, you would give them to, you know, quiet those limiting beliefs and just be able to build their brand and expand their business?
Ooh, good one. Good one. There's always so many pieces, but I will limit it to two because you asked for two.
No. Go ahead. It's like the top two or three. You don't have to limit it, but there's, like, the most
all
important
right.
things that you think could just bring some value in a young entrepreneur's life trying to get their business up off the ground, because what you built over such a short amount of time is incredible.
Well, thank you. I think the biggest thing is not underestimating the power of getting to know yourself. Like, yeah, you might think I'm an adult, but you never stop learning about what serves you, and understanding that what serves you will change. That can change on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly or a yearly basis. And I think it's really getting into a habit of being self-aware and being emotionally intelligent, that has made the biggest difference.
So essentially, the number one thing in business isn't even about business. It's about yourself.
Not at all. It's about yourself.
That's awesome.
It's about you. It's about what makes you tick. It's what your values are. Because if you don't have that, it's going to be really hard to make decisions. It's going to be really, really hard to stand your ground and to know what your boundaries are. And I learned that really quickly by saying yes to a bunch of shit that I just didn't really care about, but thought this is what I should do, right? I'm a business owner. I teach fitness classes. I should say yes to all of these things. No, you're a business owner, which means the beauty of that is that you get to create your own business and you get to create that business however you want. And a lot of times that business should be a reflection of yourself. So that's one of the biggest advice is get really comfortable getting to know yourself. Sitting quietly with yourself is a big thing. And like I said, like the shit that's inside of you that we are so distracted to even hear wants to come up and allow it to come up. It's scary. It's uncomfortable, but face it and let it come up. So that would be the first thing. And that's all mindset. I think another really big piece of advice for starting a business is, and again, this kind of goes into the same realm, but get out of your own way. Learn to recognize those limiting beliefs. Read The Untethered Soul. It's a great book to help you do that. And the way I like to think about it, and again, this gets a little woo-woo, a little spiritual for some people, but I like to think of like my consciousness versus my thoughts because they are separate. You know, if you look in the mirror, like who actually is the person staring back at you and who is the person who's aware of the fact that you're looking at yourself in the mirror? And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but one of the things that has helped me is imagine you're sitting on the top of a hill and you're watching two little kids play at the bottom of the hill. Your consciousness is that person sitting on the top of the hill. Your thoughts are those kids playing at the bottom of the hill. And you have the power. It helps me visualize it. When I thought about it that way, I was like, oh shit, I get it. Okay. I can understand it now.
It's like 95% of our decisions or something after the age of 25 are made subconsciously. We think we're making them consciously, but they're 95%. So we're essentially just running a program.
We are running a program. Our brain is a computer. And it absorbs data through every experience, both conscious and subconscious, we have ever had, ever. Mm-hmm. And we do not realize how powerful that mind is. It's so fucking crazy. It's amazing. I think it's
really
so fascinating.
I like got the chills right now. Like my hairs are standing. Just because like, this is what I love. Like I love talking about this shit. Like
that's
you may
awesome.
Think I'm a weirdo, like, but like this is like what I love.
No, because, I mean, this people ask all the time, what's the secret to life? What's the secret to success? This is it. Learn to be aware of your thoughts. Learn to be aware of what your limiting beliefs are. Learn to be aware of your perception of the world and where that perception came from. And if you can do that and you can consciously decide whether you agree with those or not, because sometimes the beliefs that we're taught as children growing up are not the ones that serve us anymore. And that was a big thing for me and still is a big thing for me to wrap my head around. You know, why don't I like a certain thing? Why do I believe a certain thing? And, you know, I know you asked me how to be a successful entrepreneur and people are probably thinking, you know, get a business mentor. And like, yeah, that stuff's important. But if you cannot master yourself, if you cannot live above your thoughts and bring awareness to the shit inside of you, you're not going to have a successful business. Or if you have a successful business and you make a lot of money, you're always going to be searching for more. And, you know, I don't make a lot of money, but I am so fulfilled and happy in what I do because I know at the core of my being, it's what I'm meant to do and what I love to do. And I'm not caught up in the other bullshit.
Yeah, like Tony Robbins says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure.
Ultimate failure. I mean, you see all the time these super rich, famous people that are so unhappy. And yeah, it just goes back to like creating your own definitions of success and happiness. Like, what does success really mean to you? If it means making a bunch of money and you really believe that and it fills you up, great. But for me, that wasn't the case. And yeah, it just, you just got to know yourself really, really, really well, better than you know anything else.
That is some powerful information. For anyone listening right now, rewind just like 3.5 more minutes and listen to that shit again and allow it to penetrate your mind. Because if you hear it just once, you're most likely going to be like, oh, that sounds cool, and you're never going to think about it again. So go back for a second and replay the last 3 or 4 minutes and listen to it 2 or 3 times.
Well, thank you. I have one more quote I want to leave you with. And this is Abraham Hicks. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. I've heard of her.
Yeah, I've watched some of her videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things she said, which was very powerful to me, I heard it probably like 2 years ago, is a question. Do you believe that your beliefs are thoughts you keep on thinking? Do you believe that your beliefs are thoughts you keep on thinking? So basically, your beliefs are just these thoughts that are repeated in your head. And if you answered yes to that question, then you have the power to change your beliefs by changing your thoughts. And that was just transformational for me. So wanted to pass that along.
That is super, super powerful. Thank you again for, I definitely want to have a follow-up conversation with you in the next coming months. Where we can kind of maybe do a deep dive about just like mindset, the subconscious mind, and how it affects us, you know, on a daily basis. Because so many people just go through life so unaware of, you know, what they're thinking and why they're thinking it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I just want to thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all the information and all of the people that you're touching and influencing on a daily basis through your social media, through your business. It's absolutely awesome. I wish you nothing but the best in 2019 and all the years to follow. And anybody who is not following Danielle Gertner yet, again, tell them one more time where to find you on social media.
Yeah, at Gertner Grind, G-E-R-T-N-E-R, Grind. Come get your grind on with me mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, all the ways.
Yes. I love it. Thanks so much. We'll have you back on again soon, Danielle.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, guys, what a powerful conversation. I was honored to be able to spend an hour and talking with Danielle, and I'm looking forward to, you know, connecting with her more in the future down the road. But there are a few things that I want to touch on and I kind of want to expand upon just really quick before we end the episode. And that's, you know, a lot of people, I believe, they give themselves excuses. Well, I can't start a business yet. I don't know anything. I'm too young. I'm too this. I'm too that. You know, Danielle, like she said, she had all of those thoughts. She had all of those fears, concerns, insecurities. But she was able to identify those and realize that those thoughts and those insecurities, they weren't serving her, and she was able to dismiss those. So whatever excuse you're giving yourself as to why you can't start your business or why you can't start your fitness routine, whatever it may be as to why you're telling yourself you can't do something, it's bullshit. And you need to learn how to identify those limiting beliefs and dismiss those, like Danielle did such a good job at doing. Secondly, is that when you start something new, you do not have to have it all figured out on the front end. People think like, oh, well, I need my website. Oh, well, I need this ebook. Oh, well, I need A, B, C, and D. No, you don't. She literally went on her cross-country tour, not even knowing the final few venues where she was going to perform those workshops at. So that just shows, as long as you have faith and as long as you're willing to work through the issues and the problems that arise, you don't have to have everything figured out on the front end. And last but definitely not least is that being successful in business The number one key to being successful in business actually has nothing to do with business itself, and it has everything to do with human nature and mastering your mind. So before you get into logistics and before you get into marketing plans and before you get into any of that, you know, ask yourself, why are you starting this business? Is this your dream or is it someone else's dream that you've been conditioned to think it's your dream? You know, what's your mission in starting the business? And learn how to identify the self-limiting beliefs that you have in regards to starting the business. And if you can master your mind, you will be able to master your business. But vice versa, if you don't learn how to master your mind, you'll never learn how to master your business. So again, I know we mentioned it a few times, go shoot Danielle Gertner a follow on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook, and check out her website, GertnerGrind.com as well. An amazing movement in Gainesville, Florida, and I can't wait to make a trip up there soon to be a part of it myself. So thank you guys again for tuning in. Again, if you're not following me on social media, do so at Jimmy_DeFalco on Instagram and Jimmy DeFalco on Facebook as well. And if you're interested in my coaching services, or if you would like me to come speak to your son or daughter's school or an event or conference that you have coming up in the near future, I would love to discuss and open up a dialogue about that. My website is jimmydefalco.com. Go there, fill out the form under the coaching or the speaking tab, and I will be in touch within a day or so. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you all. The support I've received over the last, you know, few weeks or so has been tremendous. So thank you guys very much. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and write a mini review. It helps my podcast become more easily seen amongst the thousands and tens of thousands of podcasts that are out there. So thanks again. And until next time, guys, I'm out.